First applicant today is Theater in the Woods of Shell Lake. Take a look at the work samples.
Can you show us where Shell Lake is on the map?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking.
Another adorable Wisconsin town I've been to.
Thank you for the full disclosure.
Okay.
Thank you, Dale. And Ed, would you like to start us off?
Sure. Shell Lake's mission is, I got to get my sheet straight here. Excuse me for a second. Shell Lake's a small theater. It's about $22,000 to $25,000 a year budget. Their mission is, as the sole community theater group in Washburn County, the Theater in the Woods has its mission to provide high-quality live theater entertainment at an affordable price to all in the community, to welcome all who want to participate, support artistic development of individuals within the organization, and have fun doing it. And since acquiring their own facility and permanent home, they've added presentations to accomplished artists through the concert series, which fills in between stage productions. They're in the 28th season, and the past 19, they have a facility called the Quam. They have no paid staff. They encourage local and regional writing talent. They provide stage and technical assistance for the annual Shell Lake High School plays, because the high school has no drama club. They produce an average of 3 plays per year, and they are sold out about 80% of the time. They have a theater project, 2-week resident camp for kids between 8 and 18. They usually bring in 15 to 20 youth from area schools, as well as high school and homeschool students. All youth activities are free of charge.
2 minutes.
And feel free to just focus on the pieces that you felt were strong or of concern. You go through this too, either in the narrative or the support materials.
I think it's a really strong program for the rural area, particularly. For the budget they have, they do a lot of work. They hold monthly board meetings, which shows commitment, and their marketing is mostly word of mouth. They do not publish brochures, and I guess that's kind of a summary.
Good.
Any particular strengths or weaknesses that jump out at you?
Well, the fact they've been doing it 20 years, I think that's a real strength, that it's got legs in the community. And working with the high school gives those kids and homeschool kids an opportunity they would otherwise not have.
Great.
Joe, your comments?
Yeah, this little community is lucky to have these volunteers, because no one's taking a salary, and they're doing a heck of a lot. It is indeed a small budget. 75% of it is coming from donations and fundraising. None of it is going to staff, which is I find kind of stunning, because when you've been around for 30 years, they seem to have found their niche, and they have no ego-driven need to go to overreach. They just do what they do, and they do it well. And if there's a need, they seem to attack it. They're in their 20th season, and somewhere in the midst of that, they became aware the school didn't have anybody to do the plays. So they did. They're doing it. They started a youth theater project, a summer camp for kids. The after school program that Ed was talking about looks like it's a core program theatrically for the school district. So there's a great partnership going on there. They have a 100-year-old church, converted church, that is their facility. Seats about 100, I think, 180 or 100 people, if I remember right. And if there's a piece that's missing from this, if not at all, it's a plan to sustain their building. There's a reference. You know, it seems like right now when there's crisis, the money gets raised. But there's a reference to endowment or to a fund, I think, somewhere in here for the building. And I would encourage them to be more specific and more in the future about what they're going to do with that building. Their lack of brochure stuff is a great it's a great plus in not spending money, but conversely, I had trouble. I wanted to see what the QAM looked like, you know, and I went. I couldn't find a website, and I couldn't find Travelocity, I think, is where I ended up. And so I had trouble getting around what this facility is. And that said, I think that their community partnership and their partnership with the schools for the size community they're in is tremendously strong. I was very, very happy to learn more about them.
Did you have this in your support materials, these newsletters, electronic versions of these? All right, then I'm going to give them to you now so you can take a look at them.
Other comments?
I would just add to what Bill said. There is an endowment is there, and it's $114,000 or something. So I think that also speaks that contributions are going in to try and maintain the sustainability of the...
I think also to your point, they have no staff, no paid staff, but it looks like they're preparing to bring on a part-time paid mm-hmm. position. Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Now, with Ellie's recommendation, I'm ready to go visit.
yes, go to Shell Lake.
Contessa, any comments?
No, I just highlighted the volunteer organizations, the word of mouth marketing, and strong partnerships.
I neglected, though, to say that to point out too that with the facility, they're also doing a little tiny bit of presenting, which is kind of neat. So not only are they creating this opportunity for the arts for which we're reviewing, but they're also a small presenter in that community, which is kind of great.
Kelly, any further comments?
No, I think we covered this one.
Very good. Thank you.
And just a reminder at the top.